Good morning, all. It is after 1 o'clock in the morning here on Thursday, August 4th now. I apologize if I sound like I'm dragging or tired. I am not putting any caffeine in for this one because I would like to get a little shut-eye when it's all said and done. All right, so quickly, rehash yesterday. 4-2. One of those wins was a two-unit play. So the day was up 2.96 units. Your results may vary slightly based on what you got, but if you played that, you're up about 3 units. Now, we did have a rain out. We liked St. Louis and under 12.5 in the same game parlay. We would take that today, but the starting pitchers are not set yet. Mikolas is going for St. Louis, it would appear. We don't have the opponent set up with Chicago. So that could be a play tomorrow, but it can't be for the podcast. Let's get into what we do have. 5 plays, 4 games, plus 1 parlay. That parlay will be 2 units again at plus money. I don't think it's quite as strong as yesterday's at 75% chance of winning, which won easily, no sweat. This one is 65 to 70% chance of winning, but we're at plus money and it fits a 2-unit play. All right. Milwaukee visiting Pittsburgh is the first play. Milwaukee to win and over 5.5 at minus 120 is the play. The run line's too expensive at minus 145. I also don't like to set up with these two teams, how they've done on the run line, and these pitchers, how they've done on the run line. Can't do it. But I sure like Milwaukee to win. They'll end up probably winning by 4. But I just want them to win and get to 6, and we're good. I looked strongly at the over-under mix on same-game parlays, which you've seen me do at times. It's too tight in this one. Looking at over 5.5, under 10.5. And that 6-10, while I do think the game finishes 7-9, I have no interest in that. There's a little bit better edge on the over than the under, and that's what I'll take. The next game is the exact same line. You got the San Diego team at home against Colorado. I'm going to take San Diego over 5 and over 5.5 at minus 120. San Diego in the same game parlay, over 5.5, minus 120. Now you're the home team here at San Diego, so you can't be taking the run line with obvious exceptions. There's exceptions to every rule. This is not an exception. So San Diego just to win and over 5.5. The next game is Houston and Cleveland. This one would be the strongest run line play if you wanted to do it. They're only minus 115 to win minus 1.5. And you got Verlander on the mound versus Plesac. It's a great pitching matchup for Houston bettors. Cleveland is at home, though. Cleveland 7-3 last 10. And Houston is, what, 4-6, I believe? Stats are not up in front of me right now anymore. I'm pretty darn sure that's what it was. And you've got a huge pitching advantage with Verlander's numbers. But that's because his are so good. Plesac is not a bum. He's actually getting it done. And his home numbers are not bad at all. So I prefer, and this is weird for me because I'm actually going to up the juice on this. I'm going to take Houston and over 4.5. Houston and over 4.5 at minus 125. So it's a dime worse than the run line. But 28% of all baseball games end up in one run. And that typically favors home teams. But it goes both directions. So we're going with Houston just to win and over 4.5, minus 125. The last game, Chicago White Sox at Texas. Now, here you've got another team. They're fighting for playoffs. Them with Cleveland. By the way, that was another disadvantage with the Cleveland-Houston game is Cleveland's fighting for the playoffs. Yeah, Houston's an autopilot. But anyway, Chicago White Sox, Cleveland, Minnesota. One of those three teams will win the division, and the other two will probably be staying home for the playoffs. That's a weak division. It's probably the winner only, winner take all, for the playoffs, that is. All right, anyway, Chicago at Texas. Texas isn't a free-for-all. They're done. The White Sox, as I just discussed, are in the race, and they're playing pretty well right now. Now, I've mentioned in the past, I put the skull and crossbones over this team. I just don't like betting for or against them. That being said, when I have, it seems to have worked out pretty well, by and large. Now, how do why am I skull and crossboning the thing if I'm winning on them? Because I'm tracking games every day, and there's games that don't ever get bet on. And it seems like if I go back, it's not a seems, it is. I go back in the early part of the season and looked at games involving the White Sox, I was not on the right side of those games, win or lose. And there were certain instances that were just too good to pass up, and those games, by and large, won. I hope that this is another example of that. There's no guarantees, obviously. Going with Johnny Cueto and the White Sox over Texas and a bum. My apologies to him and his family. That's not fair to say. He's not a bum, but Cole Ragans, left-hander. Chicago does well, very well against left-handers. Yes, Ragans is at home, but what is his home park? He has not enough history to have a home park, really, other than his fans. So we're going with Cueto and the White Sox at minus 125. So you got two games at minus 125 and two at minus 120. All right, the final game, final pick, is Milwaukee Brewers and Houston Astros at plus 113 in a two-team or two-leg parlay. Two units, plus 113. Not quite as much of a quote-unquote lock, if you will, as the Mets and Houston from yesterday, but now we're going with Milwaukee and Houston. And the matchups, like I said, not quite as strong, but still pretty good shape. We're only about a nickel more on the positive juice, the underdog price, than we were yesterday. And I think that that's not accurately reflecting the more risk. This is not quite as much of a quote-unquote lock. And I say quote-unquote air quotes because there's no locks in sports betting. I said there'd be a 75% chance of winning that parlay yesterday, and it won. That still meant one out of four times you could have lost two units on that. So it is what it is. There's no guaranteed bets, all right? But that's what it is. Milwaukee and over 5.5. San Diego and over 5.5. Houston and over 4.5. White Sox standalone, just win. And then Milwaukee and Houston just win at plus 113. That is everything I've got for you. Best of luck.